This season's wildfires have sparked a contentious debate over who is to blame for the buildup of combustible undergrowth on millions of acres of forest. This week on Capitol Hill, at a congressional hearing, environmentalists and the Forest Service pointed the finger at each other using conflicting government reports. Joining us to sort it out is NPR's Elizabeth Arnold. Now, Elizabeth, as I understand it, pretty much everybody agrees that a century of putting out every fire has resulted in these dense, overgrown forests that are even more susceptible to fire. So if everyone agrees, why is there finger pointing?
Well, there's always a rush to blame specifically, Lynn, when entire communities burn. And although there's agreement now that the forests need to be thinned, it's a big job. It's going to take some time. And there's a wide interpretation of just what thinning really means, what constitutes a healthy forest, or just the traditional sense of what people think forests should look like. The Forest Service has been hamstrung by appeals, administrative and legal appeals, over timber sales, salvage sales, that's the right to go in and thin places after they've burned, thinning projects and prescribed burns where they burn intentionally. Environmentalists do appeal when large diameter trees are involved, when roadless areas are involved, and the finger pointing sort of blurs all these distinctions. The environmentalists say the Forest Service hasn't prioritized these thinning projects and is still in the business of logging big trees, and the Forest Service says environmentalists just want to lump everything together under the heading of old growth, another term that's widely interpreted, because they don't want a single tree cut.
Well, it's the question of these appeals that's kind of confusing, because there's two conflicting reports. One was done last year by the General Accounting Office that says slightly more than 1% of these thinning projects were appealed. Then another by the Forest Service said nearly half were stalled by appeals.
Well, it's just like a poll, and it depends on the question. The GAO report, by its own admission, included some projects that couldn't be appealed, so that number was inflated. And the Forest Service report left out prescribed burns and doesn't really detail who filed the appeals. So the numbers are questionable. The wide discrepancy, again, between the reports is possible because of this wide interpretation of what constitutes a thinning project. The bottom line is that the Forest Service is moving as quickly as it can to clear the forests of this combustible stuff. But in some places, they sweeten the pot and include large trees to make it profitable for the timber industry to do the work. The environmentalists say, hey, we support thinning, but they're also trying to be vigilant in stopping the logging of big trees. And those trees aren't just in these remote wilderness areas. For example, some of them are left behind after the forest fires and included in these salvage sales that the environmentalists do continue to block. It's really got to come down to middle ground, Lynn. You know, recently I was in Montana where the fires 2 summers ago burned, and I was looking up at this hillside with a firefighter, and one side of the forest was privately owned and had been, quote, thinned by a logging company, and there really wasn't much left except some small Douglas fir, which is really what you want to take out, not the big stuff. The other side of the forest was federal. It was Forest Service land, and the salvage thinning project there has been held up in court, and it's a thick tangle of forest ready to burn. And the firefighter said, you know, where we need to be is someplace in the middle.
Now, Congress is calling for more hearings. Is there an upside to all this scrutiny?
Sure, both sides have overreached. The Forest Service knows it needs to move more quickly and is now getting the money to do that. The agency has to prioritize and do the work where it needs to be done. By the same token, the environmentalists, they know these projects are vital. They, too, have to take a hard look, prioritize, and figure out what they want to block.
And in the meantime, are we going to be seeing more fire seasons like the one we've had this year?
We are. It's going to take a long time, Lynn, and it's not all Forest Service land that needs to be treated. It's up to the private landowners, states, municipalities. But I will say this, the mindset has changed. I was in a rural subdivision recently close to a fire where just about every homeowner was out removing trees and brush from really thick woods. They've also gotten together to pressure an absentee landowner to do the same thing because no matter what they did, his property left unthinned was a risk to the whole place. That's a sea change, Lynn, from people who don't want to see a single tree on their property cut.
People are scared, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Lynn.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold speaking to us from Seattle.